8:36 on a Monday morning. Coming up this weekend, of course, we have Christmas. Christmas Eve on Saturday, Christmas Day on Sunday. There have been a lot of Christmas traditions throughout the town, and one of them is St. John's Church offering their Christmas dinner, and they're back to doing it live in person. We'll have we have Bill and Char Carlson joining us to talk about that. Welcome back,
Jeff.
Yeah, you got, it's been a couple of years. Were you here last year?
Well, no, I think we missed several years because of COVID. We couldn't have the dinner.
That's what I was thinking. Mm. But now it's back and wonder. Let's talk about the tradition that you've been doing this for a lot of years now.
It has been a lot of years. You know, it started back in the 90s with the Moravian Church, which mm-hmm. is really interesting. The Moravian Church did, as I recall, did Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving as a community offering. But they quickly outgrew their space, and Laura Baker took over Thanksgiving, and St. John's Hall opened in 2004, and the dinner then moved to St. John's. And at that time, a number of churches were involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the last 10, 12 years, it's been just St. John's doing it. And we're back. We're so excited to right. be back.
I bet that is, it's a tradition. Well, any tradition that you have where you get people gather for, wonderful reason, that just adds so much to life, just life in general. It's a good thing.
Well, it's especially true in Northfield, of course, and St. John's tries to maintain that tradition throughout the year and in all sorts of ways. So Christmas Day.
Let's talk about Christmas
Day.
We
will get up early and put turkey breasts in the oven at 7 o'clock or so, and they'll all be roasted and ready for carving about 10:30, and we'll start that process. Meanwhile, a whole bunch of people will come in and bring salads and desserts and all sorts of things that will be prepared and ready to go. So at 11:15, here we are. We welcome people there, and we'll be around until 1:30. And it's a blessing. We'll have in the meal, we'll have meatballs and potatoes and turkey, salads and cranberry sauce and rolls, and everything will be with a Christmas dinner. So we invite anybody who would like to come, groups of people if you'd like to come. If you have nothing else, no family thing going, come over by yourself. There will be friends at the table.
Let's talk about how many people it takes to
The other thing I should definitely mention, we have a number of gifts that are helping to prepare the St. John's. It's completely free to get in, mm-hmm. but we have a gift from Lutheran Brotherhood to help
Thrivent.
Yeah, it's now Thrivent, mm-hmm. to help pay for the turkeys. And again, the Brick Oven Bakery is donating their wonderful rolls again. So that's going to all be an important part of this meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So come and enjoy.
And you mentioned a lot of people are coming in to with foods and salads and different things. How many is this all people from the church? How many people get involved in all that?
Well, it's people from the church that bring the food and do the serving. And, you know, I don't know an exact count, but I do know that we send out thank you notes to about 90 families. And I use the word families because we have whole families that come in. It's part of their Christmas tradition to sign up and spend 2 hours working at the dinner. It's just so much fun. For me personally, it has been for 15 years kind of a highlight of the season to come in early when Northfield is asleep, when we get over there. It's quiet. It's beautiful. We walk into the church. We turn on the Christmas tree lights. It's like magic. And then about 11:15, when you look out over the hall and see a couple of hundred people enjoying the food, the community, the fellowship. There's live music, and the food is all homemade. You can't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah, this is very much St. John's gift to the community. And so we invite you to come. If you come to the door, whoever you are, wherever you come from, however you're dressed, we will invite you in. We'll give you a glass of punch while we're waiting in line to get the Christmas dinner. And it's going to be wonderful.
Yep.
You know, the assumption is that people are in good health conditions and so forth. Now, we do also offer the possibility of people picking up meals. If you're not comfortable being with a big group, you can call in and call St. John's and 507-645-4429. 645-4429. And you can place an order. We'll make up a complete dinner for you, and you can pick it up at the church, mm-hmm. Starting about 11:30. Yeah. So if you're not comfortable with being with a large group, but we invite you to have fellowship with this large group. I think it'll be very good. The change this year, Shar and I are no longer members of the committee, but we have a new wonderful committee that is running the dinner. Jane Reinhart, Jean Wakely, Kristen Gunn, and Angie Gehring, who is a member of the church staff also, and is really coordinating a whole bunch of things. So the tradition goes on, and with a new group of people, and it'll be just wonderful.
That's wonderful. You're passing the torch, which is a very good thing to do. And Angie is here with us in studio. She's learning the whole thing. So Angie, welcome once again to the KYMN studio, or you will be welcome at the KYMN studios next year.
Thank you.
All right. What else do we need to know?
Well, I think the important thing to know is come.
Mm-hmm.
Come, bring your appetite, and be ready to just enjoy the day with 300 of your closest friends.
It's you don't have to be Lutheran.
No,
you don't have to have any religious connection. I mean, we're basically following the message of Christ and the life of Christ. When he was with groups of people and people were hungry, mm-hmm. food was provided, food and fellowship. That's what we're doing. We're reaching out. Anybody come. There are no religious connections except eating good food. That is very much a Scandinavian Lutheran tradition to eat good food on Christmas, and we're going to do that.
There's no Lutefisk and Lefse involved.
No,
unfortunately. I mean, we have discussions about. I would like to have the Lutefisk, but I've been outvoted for many years.
All right. Well, it's a wonderful thing. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it. Once again, the dinner starts at 11:15 on Sunday morning. It's after the regular services, correct?
That's right. Correct.
Right. Yeah.
And if you'd like to come early for the services,
we would certainly welcome you there. But that is not, there is not a requirement here to, in any sense. This is a gift to the community.
All right. It's free. It goes on until 1:30, all with from volunteer help from St. John's.
Right. And if you have questions, you can call the St. John's office, 645-4429. And reserve a lunch to be a dinner to be picked up on Christmas morning. So
I need to stress that mm-hmm. we do not take reservations for the in-person dinner. The only reason the call would be to order a takeout dinner,
right. mm-hmm.
and those will be prepared and boxed for pickup. It's wonderful. A great tradition.
Right. So if you
people
show
people will ask me, what day is it now? And I'll say, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. It's the 25th Sunday. And if you show up at the door, we will feed you. I mean, that's and there will be great fellowship. If you're by yourself, we talk to some people that are by themselves. We will come there. You'll have fellowship with others.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, not only today, but for years now. It's been a holiday tradition of having you two on KYMN Radio. I want to thank you very much for that. Thank you to St. John's for giving such a wonderful gift. And Angie, we look forward to talking to you. You're going to be sitting in the chair next year, aren't you?
I'm not sure.
Somebody will be sitting there.
All right. Thanks again. Have a very Merry Christmas, and we will talk maybe during the course of the year.
Hopefully.
If not this time next
okay.
year.
Thank you so much,
Jeff.
Thanks. We'll see you. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.